Next item, item 18, request for public hearing for VAC 2012-30 pertaining to restrictions on shellfish identification tags.
This is a regulation we just did this past spring because I wish we'd gotten a letter a few weeks before because we were in this regulation, but we got a letter from FDA saying that, that Virginia was out of compliance with the ordinance for shellfish safety, that said that we could be tagging all of our oysters on the boats or at harvest with a waterproof tag like this. And Virginia and Maryland were the only two states that, that weren't doing it. And it's kind, we've kind of not done it just because a lot of the other states have gone from the very beginning to one bushel per bag or per, per bushel basket, and they put the tag right on, like when you see them come up from Mississippi or Louisiana, all those areas, each of the bags have the little tag on it, and that's the way they start out. Where, for us, in our public, the way we do culling, the way we require watermen, it's, you have to keep them loose in a pile on the boat for oysters, and it made it difficult, and they've always allowed us to get by on our 53 buyer's tag, the tag that we have for harvest, it being in lieu of the other tag, but they're getting more strict, and now they want us to move to that sort of system that would be in addition to the 53s that we have. We worked with industry and with shellfish sanitation and had FDA come to some of the early meetings to come up with changes in the regulation that would allow the tagging to work within our system to be as minimally invasive to their time of the intake as we possibly could. We've got it in this regulation so that you can keep your oysters loose on the bottom of the boat. You have a harvester tag, and the harvester tag will go for that entire load, and it'll follow from you into the truck that you load on, and then be attached to your 53 and go from there. If you want to tag individual ones, you'd be able to tag individual ones for aquacultures and small people. And we've also got to go to the clambers, and that was new for us, and we hadn't really done anything with clams before. Most of our clam harvest is aquaculture. Most of them come in boats, in individual containers. And they'll have a boatload of 50 baskets of clams that all came from the same lease, and they didn't want to put one of these tags on each container. And so we've written the regulations so that there'll be a bulk tag that they can get that says how many containers they are. They keep that, that harvest unit together onto the truck with that, that says how many go on that, where they came from, go to the house, and then that's, then it's picked up with other tags from then on for the dealers. So if, I think this will be advertised, and we don't think there's going to be a lot of comment on it, but we've done the work in advance to get everybody satisfied what we had. We actually are going to, we're recommending that we buy generic tags for watermen that don't want to go out and buy these tags on their own, because you can get your own tags, and they're not terribly expensive, but it's more expensive if you get units of 1,000 than if you would get 20,000, like we'll probably get here in a big order. And we're going to get generic ones, and we would like just to have them sold at cost, basically the cost to buy them and administratively process them through both the agency, and it looks like we could do it at our field office and field agents also, and the watermen come in and buy units of 100 tags, and they just write everything out that they have to have on it. So.
Any questions? Are you asking for a public hearing? This is a request for public hearing, matters before the commission.
Mr. Robbins. Move to accept staff's recommendation for public hearing.
Is there a second to the motion? Second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously.